according to guidance from the Centers for Disease Control.
Amidst this critical phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, CDC is recommending against travel during the Thanksgiving period.
CDC incident manager Dr. Henry Walk there, he says it's not meant to be a federal order, just something for the American public to consider. Mike Pompeo is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit an Israeli settlement in the West Bank.
Pompeo also announced the U.S. will allow products from the settlements to be labeled made in Israel. The U.S. has previously criticized Israeli settlements. Palestinian officials say Pompeo's visit hurts the peace process.
Fox's Simon Owen. General Motors says a pending breakthrough in battery chemistry will cut the price of its electric vehicles so that they equal those powered by gasoline within 5 years and increase the range of those electric vehicles to as much as 450 miles on a charge. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s. Not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins. A great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this. Warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. And some holiday traditions in the River Region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The Shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
One Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show, and an exciting day. A lot of information pouring out here. Beginning, the New York Times has already commented on it. We'll get to that. And get ready for the disinformation campaign, folks. Get ready for ABC, NBC, and CBS to say, without any evidence... What was the word the New York Times used?
Well, Trump invited Michigan lawmakers in an unprecedented effort to subvert
the election. See, and what they do is whatever they're doing, they're accusing you of doing it. That's exactly subversion. That's exactly what this is.
It's kind of brilliant.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South, on a Thursday, a.k.a. gift card drawing day.
It is that day. Today is Thursday. Good afternoon, Dan, Joey, and everybody.
How are you enjoying this beautiful day, and are the ladies outside?
You know what? No, but I tell you what. They have mentioned this gazebo thing probably about once an hour.
Okay.
Since we talked about it yesterday, and for those of you who missed the show yesterday, I think Dan, he's not going to admit it, but I think he's a little bit of an instigator.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I know. I know you probably didn't mention it but once. But the girls have evident in their minds now that we're going to build an outdoor gazebo up here on top of the mountain where they can work outside and listen to the birds chirp.
Oh, not to the Dan Morris Show, huh? I'm against it if they're going to be listening to birds chirp versus me.
I'll bet you they won't, no kidding, they are asking about this thing. I bet it'll have loudspeakers out there and everything. They have this show blared. It does sound pretty cool.
It does.
But being the boss, I got to say, no, we can't do that.
There you go.
Don't do what I do. Do what I say there, right?
Yeah. You sound like some governors I know.
Ain't that something? Yeah. There you go. Well, I don't know if it's subversion or conversion or whatever the stuff you and Joey were talking about, but I'm just going to go with conversion. How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
There's a way that you can convert a higher interest rate VA loan into a lower interest rate VA loan. And yes, you guessed it. I'm talking about the interest rate reduction loan, affectionately referred to as the IRRL, I-R-R-L. If you're a qualified veteran and you have a VA loan on your home currently, and you're thinking about, hey, might be able to get a lower rate. These rates are really low. They're the lowest that I've seen them since I've been in the mortgage industry. Okay? That's a low, low number. Absolutely. And you're a financial guy, Dan. The rates are down in the twos.
I know. That's why I called you.
Yeah. I mean, it's so low. It's for the veteran, they've got this program now where you can, it's only for veterans now. If it has to be on the home you live in, your primary residence. But if you want a lower rate, you can call us up. We put a little bit of information in the computer. There's no appraisal required. There's no income verification required. It doesn't get any easier than that. And so, hey, the VA interest rate reduction loan. Now, if you have an FHA or something like that, that doesn't qualify for this program. And this one is by far the easiest. Now, on the other hand, let's say that you have an FHA or a conventional. Rates are still really low, okay? You have to have an appraisal, do a normal kind of refinance thing, but it's not as easy as the IRRL for the VA. Okay, and so on the other side of the house up here, we have another department. Hey, it works good as well. If you have less than perfect credit, but you have property that's paid for, whether it's a home, mobile home with land, maybe a tract of land, 10 acres, 50 acres, 100 acres, whatever, or even your automobile. We've got to throw that in there because we're a complete mortgage and loan center. You can get a loan on any of those things, get the cash you need, and we'll report your good credit rating to the credit bureaus and you can get back on track. So whether you have perfect credit or your credit's a little on the slow side, whether you want to buy a new home or refinance or cash out on the one you have now, we've got you covered all the way around. There's no reason to call anywhere but Mortgage Corporation of the South, a company located right here in Wetumpka for over 25 years. Company NMLS number is 232876, equal housing lender. Just remember, make your next move your best move. Call MCS, 567-9000, 567-9000. Now let's give away some gift card money.
You
what about
got
that?
It. Let's do that. Joey, the ball is in your court.
And the winner is... Kenny,
you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. You're going to love meeting the folks at Mortgage Corporation South. John, thank you so very much.
Absolutely, and we'll be looking forward to meeting Kenny. Y'all have a great rest of the day, and I'm all ears here listening to all of this breaking news. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you. We gotta find out what phone he was on. Mm-hmm. I bet it was on a cell phone. Scratchy. Sounds like that. Let's go back to the presser here. Sidney Powell is back up to the podium.
The world is watching this. I have gotten multiple emails from people in other countries who watch the same pattern happen there. We have witnessed testimony that the same things were done in those countries as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine. It must be shut down. We know, for example, that one of the Dominion's highest level employees or officers went to Detroit himself to man the Detroit Operations Center, where he could watch the votes coming in real time and decide what file folder in the system to put those votes into. That's why you see massive spikes after hours when people were told that all the votes were in and all the votes were counted. Many Dominion employees have already reached out to us to tell us the truth. They are Americans who want to ensure election integrity like we do. I would encourage every Dominion or Smartmatic employee who is fed up with the corruption in this country to come forward as soon as possible, because these are serious federal offenses that I am confident the Department of Justice will be in pursuit of in very short order if they are not already.
All right. A few questions.
Yeah. Okay, we're just taking questions.
This sort of reminds of 30 years ago, they had federal judges doing consent decrees over elections. So you got a federal judge overseeing the election. This is old Chicago days. Will you be asking that in Georgia, where you have the two Senate races, to have the U.S. District Court judges and federal authorities monitoring the elections?
I can't say what's going to be done about...
In Montgomery County, we have sort of a... Operation Gray.
I'm sorry, in what county?
County, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Atlanta, there's sort of an Operation Gray Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were
yep.
informed
of
that.
I know about it. I really can't give you an opinion on that. I think, obviously, every election official should learn something from this and be very, very careful with the next election. I know this is a lot of information that we've given you, probably because we're frustrated with what we keep reading and hearing in the censored press, which is that we have no evidence, we have no specifics, we have no backup of what we're saying, and you largely ignore the affidavits that are filed. Whether you agree or disagree with an affidavit, it's evidence. You can't say, I mean, you're just lying to the American people when you say there's no evidence. Sidney was giving you information that come from affidavits from other people that are given under oath. I was explaining things to you from affidavits that come from other people, American citizens, who swear under oath that they saw 100,000 ballots come in and that they were all for Joe Biden. And that I should point out, now that Sidney has spoken, that those happened just around the time that the Dominion or Smartmatic people called a halt to the election. And then you can also trace it with a very big spike in the vote count at exactly that time. Right up. So what we're telling you is supported by evidence. And we're going to have to present these because of the procedures that exist according to the different voting laws of the different states. For example, you asked us about Wisconsin. We have to first create a contest in Wisconsin before we can move to bringing a fulsome federal lawsuit. The contest, from everything I can see, is going to overturn the vote because it's going to show somewhere around 100,000 illegal ballots in two counties that Biden carried by 75-80%, and you know how close Wisconsin is. And what I'm talking about is the absentee ballots for which there were no applications. And that's not just a small matter. The reason for the application and the reason that keeps all these things together is precisely to avoid what the Democrats did in this election, which is to misuse the absentee ballot process and the mail-in ballot process in order to cheat. So they really cheated in two respects. They cheated with the machines. Instead of asking me, are we going to bring a lawsuit in Wisconsin, which we will if we have to, you should have asked me, and you should be more astounded by the fact that our votes are counted in Germany and in Spain by a company owned by affiliates of Chavez and Maduro. Did you ever believe that was true? Did any of you here believe that that was possible? Of course it's not. Of course it shouldn't be possible. I don't know if we're going to have time to develop all that in time to fill the requirements of all these cases. We have enough evidence without that to overturn this election. We have it from the affidavits of American citizens. But that's a matter of national security that we're talking about now. Very, very serious matter of national security. Please don't make light of it. And don't act like you knew it. Don't act like it isn't a surprise. If that's not a headline tomorrow, then you don't know what a headline is. There isn't a single person in this country that would have believed that we have states that are stupid enough to have our vote sent out of this country. You couldn't possibly believe that the company counting our vote with control over our vote is owned by two Venezuelans who were allies of Chavez, are present allies of Maduro, with a company whose chairman is a close associate and business partner of George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democrat Party, the biggest donor to Antifa, and the biggest donor to Black Lives Matter. My goodness, what do we have to do to get you to give our people the truth? Yes.
Thank you, Giuliani. My name is Liz Willis with RSPN. Some on this legal team have mentioned before that people close to the Trump campaign are pressuring them to drop the investigation into Dominion. Can you go further into detail and tell us specifically who those people are? Also, if it's possible, can you tell us if they work with some of our powerful defense groups in the United States, such as the CIA?
The last part was, do they work
with defense groups?
With defense groups and the CIA. I'm in charge of this investigation with Sydney and the people that you see here. There's been no pressure to stop investigating Dominion.
No one's pressuring y'all to stop.
No, there's pressure to go as fast as we can. I mean, I think there was uniform shock when we first heard it. I think when I first heard it, I didn't believe it until Sydney showed me the documents. And in fact, I feel kind of stupid, and you all should, because all you had to do is go online and find out that Smartmatic is owned by Venezuelans close to Chavez. You can Google it. Well, unless they take it down. I preserved it, so you can find it. Not, you know. And by the way, the Coomer character, who is close to Antifa, took off all of his social media. Haha, but we kept it. We've got it. The man is a vicious, vicious man. He wrote horrible things about the president. He is completely biased. He's completely warped. And he specifically says that they're going to fix this election. I don't know what you need to wake you up to do your job and inform the American people, whether you like it or not, of the things they need to know. This is real. It is not made up. It is not, there's nobody here that engages in fantasies. I've tried 100 cases. I prosecuted some of the most dangerous criminals in the world. I know crimes. I can smell them. You don't have to smell this one. I can prove it to you 18 different ways. I can prove to you that he won Pennsylvania by 300,000 votes. I can prove to you that he won Michigan by probably 50,000 votes. When I went to bed on election night, he was ahead in all those states, every single one of those states. How is it they all turned around? Every single one of them turned around? Or is it more consistent that it was a plan to turn them around? And since there are witnesses who say there was a plan to turn them around, and it kind of begs credulity to say that it all happened in every single state, my goodness, this is how you win cases in a courtroom.
Sir, is it your goal to pressure officials or lawmakers in these battleground states to block or delay certification so the GOP can pick their own electors? Is that the end game here?
Our goal here is to go around the iron curtain of censorship. That what publication are you with?
CNN.
It's to go around the outrageous iron curtain of censorship and get facts to the American people that if you were a fair and honest network, you'd have been reporting for the last 2 weeks. These are facts. These are things that actually happened. These people really wrote these affidavits. These affidavits are really part of the public record. You're concealing them, you're covering them up, and our role here is to do your job because you don't do it.
Let's get to a break here. You know, in listening to this, particularly the Sidney Powell second time, the guy who resigned from DNI, or that was fired from DNI, who said, sent the memo out that the election was perfect.
The most secure in America.
Most secure in America. Something tells me he knows something different than that. And that's back to disinformation. Remember, intelligence bureaus are into one business, disinformation. They may take information and turn into disinformation, but they're in the disinformation business. And when I heard him say that, when I read the thing, I said, something's wrong with it. Somebody's trying to cover something up. We're going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
The holidays are here, and we are at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road, and also Highway 14. With me today is owner Jason. Jason, you guys always do a magnificent job.
I just wanted to thank everyone for their continued business and support through this year. I know it's been rough on everybody, but I wanted to remind people that they can come see our fine selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols. We're getting shipments of ammo in every day. You can also visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
We get money. Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Are you guys having fun yet? I certainly am. You know, pursuing the legal part of this, matter of fact, I had an investigator send me a text and said that that's how you get people talking. Once they find out that there's it gets out there, there's a formal investigation, then all of a sudden you're going to have people that kind of go, I saw it too. And doing an affidavit is good. Talking to an FBI agent that is cooperating that from other people, that's really good. And the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, I wouldn't give you a buck ten for him. JD, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I was just content listening and enjoying until you brought up that last bit. And I said, well, since he opened the book, I might as well go ahead and turn the page.
Go ahead.
I got a text this morning that essentially, and I want to be careful with my wording, because essentially it is hearsay until government officials prove it, but the reason that Barr and Trump have been sort of low-key is the same reason that the gentleman got fired the other day, like you were just talking about, he knew more than he was saying, was that they actually confiscated the server in Germany. And they're about to start backdooring everybody that pushed a button when it was supposed to do what, and the whole nine yards. There's supposed to be a lot of people getting exposed here very soon.
Well, see, that's what it's going to take. I mean, if we want to get into in the slam dunk world, is have somebody that you have intercepted their communications, you wiretapped them, you've gotten their email, or you've gotten into their server through our cyber defense network. And, you know, did we talk to UK and to other places about, you know, smart metrics over in London, for example? And is MI6 doing something over there? If I found that out, I would be buying drinks for everybody.
Well, from my understanding, this was not going in the back door. It was literally walking in the back door and manually, physically picking up and taking the servers.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the reason that the guy was one of the reasons that the guy was outed, because it turns into an international thing on foreign soil. And I was also told that there were other government agencies that were completely left in the dark on this until after we had it. Now that they realize that we actually have our hands on the goodies, there's people singing like Songbird.
Well, let's hope so. And because
I hope so. Like I said, it's hearsay, but...
Okay, then we punctuate that with, I hope so. But that's what I want to hear. I want to hear a news conference that the feds have been involved in this and they have got solid evidence. If they've got that, then the show's over and the monkey's dead. And you have a legitimate argument in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, probably Georgia and Arizona to not certify that vote.
Exactly.
And that's the quickest way to do this.
And a surefire way.
Yeah, and actually, Lynn Wood kind of hinted to that a little bit. He's supposed to be on Mark Levin this weekend, and I was saying he kind of hinted to that.
Well, outstanding. Well, hey, y'all keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep listening on.
JD, good to talk to you, my friend. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Papa B.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at Independent Glass.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct. And COVID-19 has taken us all out of our comfort zone. But I've continued to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and I've seen results during this time. So I recommend you advertise with Blue Water, too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s, not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins, a great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this, warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Glad I came to work today. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dan. Joey?
What's on your mind today?
Well, I think you probably know what's on my mind. You know, we've got some great news here, finally. Oh, my word, this is awesome. And probably, I'd say, more than I expected, really. They're laying it out, and they're laying their case out, and it sounds pretty pretty good right now.
Sounds real good, but what we need is to see a positive reinforcement. DOJ would be the best.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You know, I know that terms like conspiracy and treason get thrown around these days, you know, pretty rarely. But to me, this does meet the definition of treason, Dan. I mean,
well, how about this? How many times have you heard Democrats so worried about outside influence in our elections, interference in our elections? Well,
oh yeah.
What if the interferers are them?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be as perplexed about it then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I got one more for you.
Yeah?
What if there are members of the media or heads of these media organizations that were also in on the conspiracy?
Well, it depends on what you mean by...
They knew about it.
So you're saying that they had knowledge versus they were just taking the caca that they say and just repeating it.
Yeah. What if they had actionable knowledge that there was actual fraud that was going to take place?
They would have a problem with that. They would have a problem. And somebody who knows something about ballot security, I didn't know this, but if you are a government official and you're working on ballots and you're doing counting and you know that there is fraud and you do not report it, then you have a problem, a legal problem. You're culpable because you did not hold your constitutional responsibility to that state concerning elections in your job.
Well, I mean, it'd be like the car driver for, bank robber.
Exactly, the getaway driver.
So, it'd be that kind of ordeal.
Well, and he's saying that it's not even, they're not doing anything, they just have knowledge of it being done. They're not the ones doing it, they just have knowledge. So somebody that's sitting in that room who has knowledge, and they go and talk to him and say, did you know about this? And they're being asked under oath or as an interview, I mean, you can go to jail for that.
Uh-huh, absolutely, and should.
Absolutely.
So, all of the criminal, really, and it is criminal activity.
It is.
When you come right down to it, it's a criminal act. So, I would say the next shoe to drop would be Durham, and that right quickly.
We're running out of time. Maybe because, again, and I think we're going to pick it up when we go back to Rudy, they keep hinting to the criminality, and, maybe DOJ's involved, maybe they're going to get involved. We hope they get involved, or maybe they're already involved. It changes complete levels if that is the case. If we're doing a criminal versus a counterterrorism type thing, now we're into something big.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it is big. It's huge, actually. And, there was one thing I told Joey on his show, and that is when Sidney Powell did her release the Kraken interview, she had this statement before that if anybody had anything to do with this, they better get on the right side of it right now. And to me, that was not a subtle signal to people that, look, here's your way out, but it's not going to stay open long. You better do the right thing, and you better do it quick.
There you go.
So that might be go ahead.
No, and that's what they do. That's what the other guy that's the investigator was saying, is that's how you get people to talk. Is that once they know there's an investigation going on, then people will be chirping like little birdies.
Right, and they are, because, according to Sidney Powell, they were getting in affidavits, and evidence like a fire hose. It's just coming at them so fast, they can't document it all.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess people are already saying, look, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm going to get righteous real quick.
I'm going to get right with the Lord.
We're gonna have us come to Jesus meeting up in Washington, D.C., baby.
Well, I would not be more thrilled if all of a sudden, particularly if the Durham and this overlap, because if you look at it, it's a continuum of a story. The story started in 2016, right. Stop Trump. The story ending in 2020, we stop Trump by subverting an election. And it's a gigantic continuum story.
Exactly, yeah. All right, well, very interesting. I'm listening with rapt attention to the Dan Marr Show.
There you go, my friend. You have a great day. Enjoy. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show on a Thursday. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. Beautiful day today.
It is indeed.
This puts some things in a whole different spotlight.
Yep.
Things start making sense. Than things were just in 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, and I don't know if you've thought about this. Where does this put some of the Republicans that advocated to Trump that he ought to go ahead and concede and walk away with his dignity?
Well, it depends. Do they have knowledge? I don't think they had knowledge. I think that they're just kind of doing the, you ought to, for the betterment of the country, you should concede. And think about all the people who did. I mean, the Dems were pushing him pretty damn hard and pushing other Republicans hard. The media was pushing him pretty hard because once he conceded, then all this goes away, allegedly. And I'd said from the very beginning of this, we may not find out before the December 14th date, but I think we'll eventually find out somehow. I think somebody will say something or do something or start an investigation, get someone to talk that will tell us what really happened.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, but, you know, I'm thinking that some of these guys that are Republicans may know more than what they played. Because it's I understand them wanting to keep harmony and to keep things in perspective, but there were some of these guys, I mean, like Mitt Romney. I mean, he got on national TV and blasted Trump.
Yeah, but he also got him on national TV and said, I understand why and that he should do the recount. I mean, he basically, the next day, because the blowback was so bad in Utah, the snow started melting off the mountains, and he kind of said, yeah, I understand his desire, and the country needs to know what happened, needs to know that the vote is clear and good.
Well, here's my final question, and I'll jump off, let you take some other callers or get back to the network.
Okay.
But if all this is true and it all plays out and it is what it is and it comes to bear, where does this leave the National Democratic Party?
They will be in shambles.
That is going to be interesting.
This is so much bigger than Watergate because, like I said, this is something that started in 2016, and it has a continuum, complete continuum, till 2020 November, to right now. I mean, it started in 2016, went on for 4 years. We have got to get rid of Trump.
But really, you know, there's a good possibility this could go all the way back to 2008.
What happened in 2008 that it could have gone back to?
Obama's election.
Could have. Okay, I see what you mean. But I'm more the... There's a difference of corrupting an election. I think there's a difference of 4 years of nothing but trying to get rid of a man who's duly elected president of the United States, what I now believe to be twice.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me have my say, and y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you for saying it. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, Soulja Boy? Don't you wish you had some more left in that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card?
I think I still got 20 still left on it.
You have $20 still left?
Yeah.
You frugal guy.
No, on my days off, I go there and have lunch, man. And lunch is only about $10.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Hey, you know, the Democrats in the far left like to show their hand, and whatever their playbook is, they've given it clearly to us. I remember the left used to scream and holler years ago about bullying, you know, being bullies and everything. And now they accuse us of being the bullies, you know? But they're really doing the bullying. They accused us of it.
Let me tell you, anything they accuse, they say someone is doing is what they're doing. And when
they're showing their cards.
When New York Times says subverting an election, then that's exactly what they did.
Exactly. And you remember the case about, oh, your body's shaming Nancy Pelosi, your body's shaming this person and that person. But they didn't hesitate to go after Mr. Trump and call him what? Morbidly obese.
Yeah.
So, you know, they turn around and what they accuse us of, they do.
Yep.
What they do, they accused of the right being in cahoots and the hip of the white supremacists and the KKK and everything. I mean, they're in the pockets of Antifa and BLM.
Yep.
I mean, they continue to show, and like you said, trying to change, you know, the alter the outside from the election. You were just talking in your last conversation. They were worried about Russia, 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 and it's them internally trying to, with big, the media and also big tech from Silicon Valley, are also trying to influence our election directly.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they turned around and talked about Russia, and then look at Biden's son there getting money from the mayor's ex-wife or whatever, going shopping, taking cash. Yeah. Everything they do and charge and try to save to us, they show their playbook. So I just wait to see what they're going to charge us with next. I mean, didn't they for a while talk about voter suppression?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing. What better way to do than to rig an election and have dead people vote? You know what's interesting is my parents passed away about 10 years ago in Panama City, Florida. And I sold their house to some people that I know. Guess what came in the mail before the election?
What?
Oh, absentee votes.
Okay.
How do you get people off that? I mean, I got my parents off the Social Security.
You have to request a Social Security ballot in Florida. They don't just send it to you. So something's wrong with that. Soulja Boy, I got to go, buddy.
All right, guys.
Let me go to a break. Rodney, coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bells uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bells Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News
Talk 93.1 WACV.
We're going to get back to it in just a little bit. We're going to answer people's questions and calls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, Joey, how y'all doing today?
Doing good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, doing wonderful. Lord, let me open my eyes up this morning to this beautiful sky we got here over this beautiful state of Alabama.
It is a gorgeous day.
And heading into the holidays, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yep.
Guys. Dan, you know, a lot of this chatter going on and everything, I'm going to tell you why I think this has been going on for a long time now. Before all of this election got about 2 years out from now, there was some a convention in Atlanta of the Communist Party private convention. I remember hearing this on the radio and watching some of the individual with the recordings that was in there that recorded what they were saying inside the thing, and they were saying about how we were just one step away, we just had to get to this election. Well, we fast forward to now, so I'm looking at all of this, and this is starting to look like, and I'll ask your opinion about this, starting to look like a prior investigation that was underway, and it looks like that certain individuals, whoever, Homeland Security, whoever was monitoring all this, and a sort of a bear trap was set to see what happened. Now, is that kind of what the track since all of this come to light with Trump bringing it forward and to where we are now and what it looks like is happening? Does it look like the Justice Department or something is following the protocol for an investigation already underway? I mean, prior to all of this?
I don't know the answer to that. There's nothing that... I hope it's true. I hope somebody... Yeah, I said a long time ago, I hope they're wiretapping Clapper and Brennan and Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and James Comey at all. Because they'll be chattering back and forth about what's going on. You would be finding out what they're saying among themselves about things, and I'm sure they would slip. But, we would only be speculating. We can wish, but... And like I said, I hope DOJ is already on this. I don't know that they are, but if they are, that would be great. I want to see a press conference where they, we see some action. We need to see movement.
Right. There is some chatter that I've heard from personal family members that's, linked through the Fifth Circuit out of New Orleans. And I can tell you right now, I don't know what these judges' positions was prior to all of this, but it seems like it's an overwhelming, census that most of them ain't going to tolerate nothing like this. And if this is coming out and showing them the proof, it's going to be big.
And what would happen is if this is proven and they go to trial, then I think you're going to see a normal, as long as you don't get Emmett Sullivan, I think you're going to see a normal trial, and they're going to present the evidence and see people go to jail. But what you've got to do is you've got to have the investigation, and if it's DOJ, then you're there. DOJ does something where they're not willing to certify the election. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And then you've got it. Now you're Trump's going to win. And then this is going to play out in court. I don't think everybody will be found not guilty. But that's what I think. If that would be the best thing for us to have happen.
Right.
And boy, will there be some rioting in the streets with that.
Yeah, well, that's one side of it. The other side was, I briefly mentioned yesterday about, CIA and other agencies. And Lord help if any of them was involved because now they're going to have to cover it up, and they're going to let everybody else go down.
Well, when you say involved, what do you mean by involved?
I mean, it's just hard for me to know if they show prior of this happening with all this software and everything,
like I said, when you go back to 2016, I believe the intel community was up to their you-know-whats in this stuff, trying to get rid of Trump. I think those people left CIA, FBI, and they got into, they're over in CNN, MSNBC, and in private sector stuff, and I think that they were using their resources to try to get all this kind of stuff to happen. They weren't necessarily doing it inside the intel community. I'm sure they're reaching into the intel community and getting help from that, from friends. It's the way the intel community works. But but what we need to do is back off speculation and let's keep it in the lane of what we know about and not try to get too far ahead of our skis here.
Absolutely. And the big thing of this about this, I believe, is that, you know, Trump bringing it forefront. I mean, y'all guys been pushing it hard out there. I mean, it's hard to get the conservative messages out there. But, you know, keeping it in the forefront and the problem they have now is the American people are ticked off. And if the American people think that the CIA or somebody else had involvement in it, they can't allow that. So I think if it's exposed now, I think that what they're going to find out is that, you know, I mean, we all know how they're going to operate. They're going to let everybody crash and burn, and they're going to fly it out the back door.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time. Ronnie, got to go, buddy. Dennis,
all right, guys,
welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
Doing good. What's up?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and I listened to the briefing today, too, which was just knocked me back for a loop. It sounds like they got a heck of a case if they're able to move forward with it. You know, and then when your show comes on, the music that you were playing there by Kiss Got to Choose, I went, wow, what an excellent choice. You know,
good job, Joey.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, a very good power chord song.
Oh, yeah.
We played it many nights. Excellent song for the folks. It fit the occasion just right. I thought, wow, great job. So during the process I heard some speculation during the talk that they may have gotten the servers from overseas that was used.
Yeah, let's file that under rumor control right now. I mean, there's knowledge and there's, you know, Sidney Powell or somebody like that saying something and saying they have affidavits and knowledge and they've interviewed the person, and then there's rumor. And so let's put that one in the rumor control bucket.
Okay.
And, you know, when we see it, we'll see it. We don't want to get ahead of our skis here.
Absolutely. You know, but if that were the case, and if I were one of the perpetrators involved, I would be getting right with the maker. That would be a very powerful thing.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The FISA stuff and, you know, yeah, I would not approve that FISA warrant if I knew then what I know now. That's one thing. But, boy, you start getting into some of this other stuff. If they've got any of those people that were playing around with FISA involved in this, then they're going to be in some deep kimchi.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, great show. I'm going to continue listening. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Perfect timing. Top of the hour break coming up. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Say law enforcement officer. Give him a thumbs up, then run over and hug him. And he'll be back. You got a bladder.